Xavi. He's done it. Four. Balotelli. Aguero. Cahill. Cahill. Tim Cahill has done it again. What a goal by Tim Cahill.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Premier League Nightclub podcast. Brought to you by Arrowsport, the number one kit maker in the business, arrowsport.com.au. Go check them out. My name is Damon, and of course, with me, I have the Woodrow. Woody, different environment today again. Exciting times. Fresh off a big interview. But firstly, how are you doing?
Mate, I'm doing well. I'm back at uni, so the stress is going to come back.
Absolutely.
That's for sure, but...
Hear it in your voice already.
But I reckon more than ever, I've been watching Prem nonstop.
It's grim.
My sleep schedule is so bad.
I know.
It is crazy.
We mention it a lot, but I feel like there's going to be an extra... I've got something planned a little bit later on, somewhat related to that. That's going to be, you know, discussing sort of what's going on in our lives and because of the Premier League. Okay. So it's going to be pretty grim, to be honest.
Yeah. Nah, fair enough. But, Damo, like you said, fresh off the Michelle Escobar episode.
Yep.
How do you reckon it went? We got amazing reception.
Yeah, people really liked it. It was our first ever YouTube interview as well. Video that went onto YouTube that had a guest.
Yep.
So that was super exciting. Michelle was awesome. She gave some really good insights. We hadn't had someone on from Optus for ages, so it was really, really good to have someone like herself on. I thought it was good.
Yeah. I think like we said, I reckon the real value came from the chat after the podcast. And though we shouldn't be saying
that. Yeah, it's almost rubbing it in the face of all the listeners to say, but the chats afterwards with most guests are so funny. Yeah,
it's almost like the first 45 minutes of the pod is to break the ice. And then the next 45 minutes is where all the tea gets spilt.
Yeah, it's almost like we're all on, you know, eggshells for 45 minutes, and then as soon as we stop recording, it's like, so how's life? Like, yeah, that sort of feel. Yeah. So, you know, I feel like that will shorten though. So maybe like as we get better at this podcast, I'll get more experience. Maybe that icebreaker will happen in, say, the 20th minute of the pod rather than once we're done. Who knows? I don't really know how these things develop, but I can imagine we'll just get better with the experience. But hopefully people for now enjoy what we have to bring to the table.
Another thing that's gotten better with experience is our podcast logo, where I think we're on the fourth or fifth rendition, I reckon. So now, if you go into Spotify or Apple Music, you'll find a brand new podcast square for us.
It's awesome. It's awesome.
Which is using our primary colors, which is like a cyan purple sort of color.
Yep.
And a sort of a navy blue.
And then touch of white and black throughout as well.
Exactly. And that was done by our mate at 3032.fc. Catch him on Instagram, 3032fc. Absolute legend. Literally will sort you out with the best logo in the business. I know he's done a few podcast logos before, but I think he said that this was definitely one of the favorites, if not the favorite, that he did.
I'm pretty sure he found it the most challenging as well, because... Yeah. Woody, I wouldn't say we're picky, but we have standards. Yeah. And those standards are sometimes a little bit higher than those around us. And that's a good thing. That's what makes our podcast the best in the business compared to others. Yeah. But yeah, no, it's exciting times. One of the many, many changes we've made over the last few weeks. Of course, we've got YouTube now. Thank you to those watching right now. You know, we've got the new logo, as you just said.
Of course.
The graphics are starting to, you know, be a little bit different and taking it to a new level almost. Definitely. which is awesome.
Yep.
Becoming more consistent, understanding the way things work more. So enough about sort of us, but one last thing related to social media a little bit is the TikTok and how we've gone viral. We went viral.
I don't know the scale of viral for TikTok, because we are, realistically, we're not on it that much. But for those that don't know, you can catch us on TikTok at Premier League Nightclub. We're posting as regularly as we can. We're trying to get onto the trends. Mm-hmm. Bit clickbaity, but sort of have to. Like,
but it wasn't even clickbait though. People just rated the video.
Exactly.
For those who haven't seen it, it's West Ham related when Jayling smashed one in against Spurs a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
It was. How would you describe it, Woody?
You do the Declan Rice. I'll do the Four Niles, and someone imagine Jesse Lingard's behind us.
All right.
I didn't think we were going to do that on the podcast. But yeah, it was it definitely went viral, and we checked it on the Rasputin music, which was going viral on TikTok at the time.
Yeah,
I think we got 30,000 views and about 3,000 likes or something. So as viral as you can get to start off with, so that was good.
It was good stuff.
Plenty more to come.
Go check it out at Premier League Nightclub on TikTok.
Exactly. And on the TikTok, we did get a social media intern as well.
We have.
Our good mate Chubbs.
He's a good man, Chubbs. His work ethic can't be questioned. That's all I'll say.
Mm.
Do you want to add anything else? That's all?
A bit of underage labour.
Nothing illegal going on here at the nightclub. You have to be 18 and over to enter it, of course. So,
of course.
We touched on West Ham. They've been absolutely flying. Of course, at the moment, the Premier League schedule has been pretty crazy. So I remind the listeners and the viewers that, say, almost a month ago now, when we had our first YouTube video, we did it on like a Tuesday because the schedule was just too hectic. And if we posted the podcast within hours, it would be out of date. This episode's a bit similar, but if you look at the future schedule of the Premier League, we'd have to do the next podcast, say, in like 2.5 weeks if we didn't want a game to be the next day. That's how hectic the schedule is.
Sure.
There's a game on pretty much every day. So we thought, you know what? We'll switch it up a little bit today.
Let's do it.
We'll be in front of this nice green background.
It's lush, man. I love it.
Sort of freshly cut, sort of. And we're outside. There was a plane flying over about 30 seconds ago, so apologies for that. The dog's running around, so apologies for that. Doors are opening, but you know what?
You got your coffee as well.
I got my coffee as well. I needed it because some of the football we've been watching recently are putting me to sleep. But it's all exciting, and there's a bit of a different vibe to it tonight.
Definitely.
Today. So there's no winners and losers. No... that's pretty much it. Everything else is the same. But
obviously no guests, no winners and losers. We're not going into like a Woody's whip. We're not doing any of the traditional stuff other than Damo's dollars.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that right?
Absolutely.
So what we thought for this episode was that we would just try and go with the flow, talk about the weeks that have been, the weeks that are to come, and maybe throw in a few red hot topics along the way.
A few zingers.
Yep, exactly.
100%. So, on the weekend, Woodrow, was West Ham versus Manchester City. Massive game. I know we touched on the Hammers quite a bit. Clearly the theme of the day. Almost actually played quite well against Man City, to be fair. Antonio goal just before halftime, equalised. But who scored? Who scored, Woody?
Don't want to know.
So, basically, the term Premier League nightclub has taken a new level... Gone to a new level last weekend. Would you agree with that?
I'd say the level that we were on before lockdown.
Agreed. So let's say 12, 18 months ago. The reason we started this, to be honest, we sort of lost touch with why we started this. And then we remembered on the weekend because we went out properly for the first time in a while.
Long time.
Would you give it a bit of context? We used to show bouncers and security guards football highlights whilst waiting in the line. Like that's sort of where we were at because it was fun. So, talking to Uber drivers on the way home, telling them that Diaz and Stones had scored.
Speaking of which, you were on your way. You were on the Uber driver that we had on the weekend.
Yes.
You were on.
What are you talking about?
Because Stones and Diaz scored in the game, right?
Yep.
And you obviously have them in your FPL team.
Mm-hmm.
Stroke of luck that you had them. Stroke of luck, genius. Don't want to know about it. However, I swear this Uber driver... Nothing against his linguistic skills, but I don't think he knew much English. So, when you taught him to say Stones and Diaz have scored...
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't say taught him how to say it. He just wasn't sure, what the context was, I think.
Mate,
that could probably
be his first 5 words of English, other than, hi, how are you, and have a good night.
Anyway, go on.
That's what I'm saying. And personally, I reckon...
You're saying the football brings people together.
Of course it brings people together. However, if you could teach them... So, for example, if you could teach someone 5 words of football, that's their only English that they could know and communicate with.
Yeah.
Do you reckon Stones and Diaz have scored as your best 5?
At the time, I probably would have said yes. That's for sure how hyped up I was. But I guess... it depends. You know, are you looking at it from a team perspective? So, I don't know, if you were a Man City fan, obviously you'd want to teach people Aguero with 15 O's, or
which counts as 5 words.
Then, Man United and Solskjaer. And Solskjaer has
Ollie's
won
at
it.
The wheel.
Yeah, there's different things.
Ollie's at the wheel.
Yeah, I had Solskjaer as 2 words in my accounting just then. So, there's a few. there's when Lampard scored for Chelsea to win them their first Premier League title. I think, who can stop Chelsea now? That sort of stuff. There's some iconic lines, but obviously that's team specific. I don't really know what you're looking for. Do you want to help me out? No, I don't know.
I just thought I'd bring it up because I just thought it was a funny segue, I think, into something that I'm going to spring on you a bit later.
Okay. Actually, quickly, it is an interesting idea that we might, like, shout out to people to send them in. Based on your team, give us five words that, like, you don't have to specifically be, like, quoting commentary, but at least something somewhat relevant. You can't just say, like, Liverpool is good. That doesn't... That's not what we're looking for. Something, like, cheeky, but, iconic. If you can sum up your team in five words, send them in to the social media or comment on this YouTube video and we'll read out the best next week.
Yep. A five-word matchup.
Yeah.
I love it.
Done.
But Damo, I've bought myself a new kit.
Now, I obviously,
we're not wearing kits today like we did last week.
Mm-hmm.
However, you know, the fans know that I'm a big vintage kit man.
Absolutely.
I love my vintage kits. And I've potentially bought the holy grail of Australia kits.
I'm happy you bought it because it's awesome.
Yeah.
But I do worry about, like, where your financial... priorities are. Anyway, just tell the people what you bought.
Okay, I bought the 1993 Australia kit demo. If we can maybe lean back and we can try and put the image there. Yep, my kit. Send a picture. The 1993 Australia kit, and obviously famous for losing the World Cup qualifier against Argentina.
Really?
Yeah, but that... Mate,
was that year?
That's your knowledge better than mine. Because I'll take the word for it. It was one in October, and then the second leg was in November, and they scored that ridiculous deflection, and it went over Bosnich's head into the back of the goal.
Okay.
I don't know if you remember it.
I don't.
But anyway, before we were born. However, the team, Ned Zelic, Mark Bosnich, all the boys were playing. You know, Wade was captain as well. Probably pre-golden era for the Aussies.
Of course, yeah.
However, probably the generation that really...
Set the foundation.
Set the foundation.
Yeah, for sure.
So for me, $200 well spent.
Yeah, I was going to say, do you want people to know how much you spent on it?
And for what it's worth, I bought it off a guy in Sydney. His Instagram handle is at polyesterfc.
Oh, great page, that. Great page. Great page. I've had a look at that recently. Seriously.
And I find 3032 FC and Polyester FC, like, they repost each other all the time.
Yeah.
But...
Might even be the same guy. I'm not 100% sure.
I can confirm it's not.
Okay.
I've seen pictures of both of them and it's definitely not.
Okay.
However, go check out at Polyester FC because they are the best kit suppliers in the business. The guy sources the highest
quality second best. Kits. The second best behind Arrowsport.
I'm a secondhand dealer.
If you're looking for your unique kit, you go Arrowsport. If you're looking for an iconic kit that based off a club or a national team, you go.
I mean, a secondhand kit.
Yeah, yeah.
Go at Polyester FC. They sell the highest quality kits possible. We're not even getting paid for that plug, so I might have to shout them out anyway. Yeah.
I think if they're in New South Wales, so if you're in the Sydney area, they run a market on every Sunday morning somewhere. I'm not sure exactly.
I think it's at Glebe Markets, I think, off memory, but I can't remember.
Go hit them up.
Yeah, go hit them up. 100%. Legends.
All right, so Woody, we've had a lot of segments over the journey of the nightclub. Some have worked, some haven't.
Yep.
Whatever it might be. You remember Damo's Dilemma? What a shocker that was.
You were desperate for a segment, so we had to make one for you.
Yeah, I wanted to be a part of it. So
yeah, fair enough.
It's all good. Anyway, so basically, apologies for the sound there. We've got a little four-legged friend walking around behind us, but... We brainstormed because, as we said in the first part of the pod, we didn't want this to be too specific because it's going to be outdated.
Sure.
So we thought, what do we do at a nightclub? We dance. That doesn't really work. We
watch Premier League.
We watch Premier League, yeah, but we do that here. That's pretty much the whole premise of the pod. We, you know, we drink, but it's 10 a.m., so we've got a coffee instead. You know, what could we do that's interesting? And then we thought... Why not a bit of nonsense talk, a bit of drunk talk to really get us through a podcast here. So this is not necessarily a segment. It might stick, it might not. But for now, we'll just call it a bit of drunk talk that we're going to get stuck into. And so here's my one, Woodrow.
Here you go.
Here's my one, Woodrow. So basically, I've had a look. I went up to the beach a couple of days for the last week or two. So I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 days over the last 2 weeks. And unfortunately, the weather didn't really hit where it wanted to be hit. So spent quite a few days, you know, just lounging around the beach house, which is just as good sometimes to do. It's nice and relaxing. But obviously, it meant I had a lot of time to do stuff. But I wasted it by watching a lot of Netflix and stuff. Just sitting around.
Yep.
But what did sort of get me thinking was I've smashed out about 5 seasons of Two and a Half Men in the last week.
Yeah.
And, you know, personally, I absolutely love the show. I'm probably going to stop after season 8, though, because once Charlie Sheen leaves, it's not the same. I think
Ashton Kutcher's good.
He's a great actor, but
he's good as a novelty in the first season, but then it gets too much.
Yeah.
Because they try and do too much of the same thing, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, so I also have been watching, The Girlfriend and I are quite fond of Community, but that's more of a...
it's a survival sort of thing, isn't it?
No, it's about kids at a community college with,
Oh, yep, true. Yeah. Yep, sorry.
Anyway, that's quite old. It's
the 100.
It's got, it's the 100. Scary, it's got Childish Gambino in it, So we've been watching a bit of that. So anyway, basically the point of what I'm trying to say is, it got me thinking, what Premier League players would be perfect for a sitcom?
So
like, we have to first of all decide on how many people are in the show, because Two and a Half Men is obviously two characters, two and a half. Yeah, yeah. You know, Community's like 6, 7, and then you've got, say, The Big Bang Theory might have 5. How Met Your Mother has 5. There's so many of Friends, Seinfeld, all different numbers. There's no specific number. So I'm thinking 3, just to keep it specific, because if we go 5, it might really be too difficult to nail a perfect answer. But my question to you is, what 3 Premier League players would you want in a sitcom? So that numb funny that a sitcom does, it's not going to get you thinking too much, but it's just a laugh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And what's the premise of the show? You don't have to go into detail, but what's it sort of about?
So instantly I think about, have you seen the Bleacher Report's cartoon? The Champions?
Yeah.
Where they're all in the house?
Yeah.
So all right, we'll keep it to Premier League players. I reckon it would be funny. Like, have you seen like Ted Lasso?
Of course I've seen Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I reckon it'd be funny to do like a Ted Lasso sort of thing, but it would be like ex-Premier League players being dads of their kids' soccer teams.
Yes, rate it.
Like, for example, if you look at Man City, it'd be like Aguero's son, Kyle Walker's son, you know, Sterling's little kid, and Pep would be like, and maybe Pep's son would be the manager, and then all these dads would be like sideline dads of...
Yeah, so they're the main characters in the show, but they're just
sideline at their kids' games.
Yeah, their kids are pretty much like the tool for the storyline.
Like kicking and screaming.
Yeah.
With Will Ferrell.
Yeah, so he's the main, but yeah, okay, I get you. Yeah.
So I reckon, I don't know, okay, let's go for... So the ex-Prem stars, I reckon Jose would have to be in there somehow, because he's just great banter. He would be, I reckon he'd be like the guy on the barbecue or something.
Yeah, okay.
Or like the team manager.
Yeah.
It'd be hilarious. The manager would be, I reckon it'd be some like ex, be like Crouchy. Crouchy would be funny. A little div rat running around on the field. And then the other players, I reckon you have to go for the funniest players. So you'd have to go for Kyle Walker, because he'd be sleeping with a different mum every week.
Breaking up
marriages. You'd have to go for
How many people are we picking here?
I reckon you have to go for like 4 dads.
Okay, so we're changing it to 4 dads.
How many do you...
I said 3, but 3. You can go for 4 if you want.
Keep it 3 dads. Kyle Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Then you'd, I reckon Peter someone Crouch. Like...
Wait. Oh, so Peter Crouch is the manager.
Peter Crouch is the manager.
Okay.
Jose's on the barbecue.
Jose is like the birder of Two and a Half Men in every like 2 out of 3 episodes, exactly. Sort of thing. Okay. Rest in peace, to be fair. It's actually really sad. Anyway, go on.
Yeah. All right. So the 3 dads have to be Kyle Walker. Then it would have to be someone like that can't speak English that well.
Okay.
Carlos Tevez.
Okay. Yeah.
I've picked 2 Man City players.
That's all right. Can I help you out with one?
Go.
Mikel Antonio. Okay. Don't you reckon he'd be so funny? Have you heard him talk? It's hilarious. He's an absolute comedian. He's like
Harry Kane.
You can't have Harry Kane, mate. You can't have Harry Kane. So I'll let you have Tevez, Walker, and Antonio. That would be a trio.
Maybe elite.
That would be a treat. Okay, so yeah, that was my drunk talk.
All right, nice. All right, okay. So you've sort of put me on the spot here, but something that I've always wanted to do on the pod, and we've always sort of marketed ourselves to be a family-friendly podcast, which I don't know if we've kept to that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say we've obtained.
There's a few explicit episodes, mm-hmm. But lines that you could use in both the Premier League and the bedroom, not just football worldwide, but the Premier League.
Okay. Jeez. How many are you looking for?
Give me three.
Three. Okay. See, this is hard because you put me on the spot and it's like, I guarantee you I should be, like, I could name like 20 and maybe like the 14th, 17th and 20th will be the funniest.
No, you were like an unbelievable, you remember quote, you remember the calls of a game, right?
So you want me to look, find exact commentary?
Okay, so Gary Neville, unbelievable!
Okay, well.
That would be, you could use that both in the Prem and you could probably use it in the bedroom.
I guess so, yeah. Okay, I'll go... Oh, jeez, you've really put me on the spot. You want specific commentary, not like, you know...
No, you're not commentary, but you can use... You can use, I don't know, anything, like, just phrases, like, okay. I don't know, like, all right, yeah, here comes John Terry. It's like, Roy Hodgson standing in the corner of the box. Like, stuff like that.
Oh, goodness me. Okay, well, obviously, straight away, just things come into, like, he's hammered it in, all that sort of stuff. But
swung it around the back.
Yeah.
Offside.
Yeah, offside. Offside's a big one. Offside has a real dark meaning, but that's okay. We'll stick with that.
What about this one? Mike Dean has pulled a red out of his back pocket. That's probably not that funny.
Yeah, I don't get it. No, all right, wait. How about... Oh, Jesus, this is so hard. If I'm trying to find one that's like specific to a player, not just like a generic phrase, so or a team. I feel like there's something. I know it's been the theme of the day, but the Hammers. There has to be a joke there. There has to be a joke with West Ham. But I'm trying to think.
Maybe we'll have to revisit this on another pod, because
yes,
because the reason why I ask is the commentary ones are hard. But if you go for the generic ones, you can save off like 3-on-1 on the counter, it's hard to defend that situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get that.
Stuff like that, you know, like, that's a good ball into the box, like I said before. What's another one? Less than a minute in, it's already over.
Yeah, I was going to go for, like, geez, he's really quick, and that's a quality finish. Stuff like that. Like, they're easy. But if you want specific players, it's a lot harder.
It's a bit harder. It is a bit harder.
Yeah.
For sure.
So hopefully that segment was somewhat enjoyable. I mean, we rambled on a little bit, but the main concept is, yeah, I mean, if it comes back, we ask each other somewhat silly, stupid questions related to the Premier League, because we've had like Prison Break talk. Remember that couple of months ago?
That was a good one.
You've asked a few people who they'd want on a podcast together. Yep. So we're quite fond of these, and people tend to like them. So we probably should have been doing this from a while back. But the nightclub drunk talk could be one for the future.
I'll tell you what I'd like to see,
mm-hmm.
is us on a night out, if, you know, we both consumed a few beverages,
mm-hmm.
we come up with a question on a night out, play the recording back on the pod, and then answer it on the pod.
Yeah, just like in the, "Oi, Woody!
Yeah, what's up, Damo?
What do you reckon of it?" And then we have to answer it. That'd be good stuff. I mean, whether we remember to do that on the night out is another thing, but at the moment it sounds like a good idea. But Woody, we probably should touch on the Premier League a little bit, and there's a few teams absolutely flying, a few teams struggling, a few teams that started like a house on fire but struggling. So we'll do a bit of a general chat. Firstly, Manchester City, goodness me, they're up to, I believe it's 21 wins in all competitions.
I think so.
Something like that, something crazy. I think, you know, We probably thought, say, 2 months ago that it could be a 5-team race. I tell you what,
finish quickly. And I tell you what the issue is. I reckon every team in the top four.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking at like United, Leicester, even West Ham, to be honest, Chelsea, and Liverpool. None of them want to put up the fight. They're losing points against shit teams. And I mean, you know, I don't call many teams shit other than Burnley or Arsenal,
mm-hmm.
but realistically, like, they're dropping points against teams that they should be burying.
Yeah, I think there's also a, like, we've spoken about it so often, and this is probably going to get to my point, which I mentioned earlier, Woody, how I wanted to get into something, and it's somewhat related to what you just said. I know for, like, two seasons, all we've said was Man City and Liverpool are leaps and bounds ahead and that everyone else is really bad. And that's still somewhat true. I know Liverpool haven't been great this season, but I think there's something to say about the quality of football because of the situation at the moment. And look, I'm not really like roasting the Premier League or roasting the TV schedule, or whatever it might. It's not necessarily someone's fault because you have to get the games done by the Euro, by the time to get the Euros. And so it's more of just this unlucky situation, which generally speaking, other than a few managers complaining, I think everyone sort of accepted it has to happen.
Yeah,
but the two games are where
the cost is just
I watched a few games over the last few days.
Yeah.
Abysmal. And I'm not just talking about like your 0-0s. I'm just talking generally speaking, the goals I sound like a bit of a nuffy here, but the goals that are being scored, they're either tap-ins because teams are just too tired to defend, or there's no goals at all because teams are too tired to attack. It's very lethargic. It's probably the most disappointing Premier League football I've seen for quite some time. And I'm usually one that, whenever we're watching the Europa League, Champions League, FA Cup, I don't care for it nearly as much until it gets later in the competition, until the Premier League. But at the moment, for example, I can't wait for Man United versus AC Milan. Because it's something different to the Premier League.
Yeah,
because it's
for sure.
Really struggling at the moment, just the quality.
Dude, I think you might get lucky to get two good games a week.
Yeah, it's
bad. I'm serious. Like, and look, I've got my schedule here because I wanna sort of highlight this here. But the other day, or 2 weeks ago, I think we both pulled an all-nighter.
Pretty much
for these four fixtures. West Ham versus Tottenham 2-1. Mm-hmm. Amazing game.
Yeah, that was good.
And I was like, holy shit, this game is so good. I'm going to watch Villa versus Leicester. 2-1. Amazing game, right? Then you hop on Arsenal versus City. Sterling scores in the second minute. I was like, this game is on. Like, this is going to be like...
Night to remember.
Night to remember. Didn't score for another...
Yeah, or 2 hours.
88 minutes.
Yeah.
Right? And then the United versus Newcastle game, which realistically was pretty a farce.
Like,
you know what I mean? So, the only two games were the West Ham Tottenham and the Villa Leicester game. The rest of the top six are either crushing teams or boring out games.
Yeah, it's...
That's the thing.
It's
and that's why I'm finding really frustrating. I don't know if it's the handover break that was like, what was it, 3.5 weeks maybe, if that. Or I don't know if it's the amount of games that teams are forced to put in. Like, I'm not sure.
I do also want to touch on... I know there's been a heap of talk about Man United... having a lot of 0-0 draws. Mm. They've got the most in the league now, but I'm talking more specifically against other big six clubs. It's also worth noting that when was the last time, I think of, I'm talking in between big six, I know there were a couple, there's been a few three-alls and such throughout the season, but say Chelsea-Tottenham a couple of months ago, 0-0. Man City-Arsenal, 0-1.
Yeah.
Man United-Arsenal, 0-1. There hasn't been a lot of high-scoring games. 3-1 was probably the only one between Man City and Chelsea, but even then, City dominated that game.
Yeah, there's been no, like, nine goals, but I want to say, like, seven-goal games, like 4-3 sort of games.
Yeah, there just hasn't...
Right?
And not just they haven't existed, they haven't even been close to happening.
Yeah. Mate, the most goals scored in a game was definitely that United game, 9-0 against Southampton. However, but... there's been no teams that have shared the goals, maybe except Leeds in the first 3-4 weeks.
Yeah, Leeds.
Their season was over before everyone else had started.
Yeah, that's true as well. And I think that's a fair point you bring up. A lot of praise has been given to Leeds this season, which is fair enough. They sit 11th.
Yeah.
Look really good, to be fair to them. I don't know if they're burning out as such. They're gonna play an occasional poor game. It's sort of just what comes hand in hand with.
But to finish mid table.
Oh, they're 100% take it. And so yeah, I know we're. It's probably a good way we're doing it here, Woody. We're talking about how poor overall the standard has been for the last month or two. And then in that, mentioning a few teams and how their seasons are going. One last thing on the Prem I think we should touch on is the relegation battle, which we've said for weeks 100%. Has been locked, but I don't think it is.
Not anymore. Fulham have found form. Our boy Ty Francois posts the results on his Insta.
It's making all the difference,
every
clearly.
Single, mate, when... Ty's posting on the Insta, Lookman, all these guys, they're spurred on. They want it.
Exactly.
They know that they're on.
Nothing's getting past Areola at the moment as well.
The nipple.
Mm-hmm. The nipple's doing well.
Your favourite man.
Yeah, I brought him in. Brought him in my FPL. He's got me two clean sheets in three games.
Oofed. Big oof.
Good stuff. It's good stuff. Anyway, don't worry about my FPL.
You're right. The relegation battle is heating up because we're looking at the likes of Burnley, Brighton, and Newcastle. They're probably the ones that are at danger of falling down. And that's all to do with Fulham's like rising form. I'd say West Brom and the Blades guaranteed to go down. Like they're just too far off it, personally.
Yeah.
And I think Fulham with their run going in as well, they have the opportunity to really upset teams.
Yeah.
Which is probably not something that you thought Fulham would be able to do, considering where their list was and how they're sort of structuring in the last 3-4 months. But I think especially in the last month,
well, they haven't lost.
They haven't lost. Yeah. No way, mate. They have. What do they have? From the last 5 games,
3 draws and 2 wins.
3 draws, 2 wins.
They're on in a really good shape at the moment, and you'd have to say Newcastle are the ones that look quite in a lot of trouble because obviously injuries to St. Maximin, Callum Wilson, and Almiron.
How are they going to score goals?
It's very, very unlucky.
Callum Wilson scored like I think 55% of their goals for the season.
Yeah, he was fantastic for them, and so you know they're a real worry. I also worry about Brighton a little bit because there's, I don't know if you've seen this, Woody, but no team has had more attempts at goal than Brighton except Man City.
Really?
They're the second highest expected goals in the league. They've had 60 attempts on goal in the last 3 games. They've scored one goal in the last 3 games and had 60 attempts.
That's deadly serious.
They missed 2 penalties against West Brom.
I saw that.
West Brom. And it's been a story of this season.
Yeah.
It gets to a point, though, where it's not luck anymore. You need to learn how to finish your chances. If you don't finish, you deserve the luck you get. It's becoming... Brighton are a fantastic team. But they can't score.
But I think they overrate players, personally.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Like, I look at players... I don't know. Let's quickly look them up. Let's bring them up here.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so if we look at their team, personally, I reckon they might, you know, over.
Let's not look at the EFL, the FA Cup lineup. Let's have a look at, say, game against West Brom, the most recent one.
And the person that I instantly look towards is Dan Burn, because personally, I reckon he gets skinned.
He does.
He gets skinned. And sure, he makes up for it maybe on attacking. His balls are quite good.
I'm pretty sure he's in the side to cover Solly March's injury, which is pretty much for the whole season.
Yeah, okay. And I know Bissouma does his job, but like, Morpé, sure, he scores the tap-ins. He's clinical every now and then. But realistically, can he lead the line and lead them? Trossard is falling off the face of the earth. Connolly, same. He has a good 3-4 weeks and has a bad 2 months.
Mm.
He's on and off. You know, Lewis Dunk as well, like, these guys, like, I understand Brighton are not the most, you know, financially gifted club. However, I think they're just too stagnant with their XI. This team doesn't change.
I think, yeah, there's about 3 or 4 off the bench that sort of rotate through, but other than that, there's not much. But see, Woody, I'd argue that works for a team like Aston Villa, and I know Aston Villa have got a stronger squad, but I'm not sure whether more rotation is the answer. I just think they need a striker. I think Maybe Mopé's a bit overrated.
Yeah.
I think it gets to a point where he shows a lot and he has his moments, but at the end of the day, if he's not scoring, you know, over 10 goals a season or over 15 goals a season, is he good enough? Maybe not.
Yeah.
Maybe not. So, you know, potentially Brighton are in a bit of trouble if they can't score. I just think they're probably fortunate that there's some really poor teams below them.
Yeah, I think, of course, obviously the Blades picked up another win.
But they're cooked.
But they're cooked. Like, you know, what have they got, 14? Oh, shit. They've got 3 less points than West Brom.
Yeah. They've come from nowhere, mate. No. Yeah. They're still cooked.
But I think, yeah, the Blades and West Brom definitely going down for them. I think they'd be the ones to maybe look to stay up.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see Newcastle go down.
Really? Give the finger to Mike Ashley.
He has to sell the club.
Yeah.
He'd have to, financially.
I think this would be his third or maybe second or third relegation in his time there in like a decade, which is
yep.
pretty extraordinary. So yeah, I think relegation battle is like super, super interesting. Obviously, we've talked about the poor quality of the league overall due to the high number of games being played.
Yep.
Man City are going to win the league. And hopefully when we sit down together, Woody, in, say, a month's time and have a chat again, just us two, of course, another fantastic guest in between there. But when it's just you and me, hopefully we can sit there and dissect a little bit more some of the team's performances because we're going to have a little bit of a break, hopefully.
Yeah, it's frustrating because obviously we come out and do our best to put out a pod, you know,
yeah.
every fortnight, and we talk amongst ourselves every month, once monthly, really. But the last month's been pretty dry.
It has been. And
it's the same old story.
There's a lot of podcasts out there as well, so you know, people probably hearing recycled stuff, which is just unfortunate. But if you listen to us, it's mate, fresh.
You know where to purchase sitcom scripts from.
Exactly. And if next year, I look at a TV ad and it says, you know, new sitcom coming, and it's about three ex-Premier League players, I'm getting my lawyers. That's all I'm saying.
Lawyer up. Lucky we have a few mates that are lawyers.
Exactly. All right, Woody, it is everybody's favourite segment. And now before we get stuck into Damo's dollars,
yep.
I do just want to mention
come on.
One thing, and that is that I'm
last one didn't
sorry for last time. And but this is different, yeah. This is I just can't believe the last. It hurt the most because the first game I had was Aston Villa versus Brighton for a draw. That was the only one that had any sort of value, and it came off at $3 something. The next other games were Everton to beat Fulham, Man United to beat West Brom, and West Ham to beat Sheffield United. The three teams in the relegation zone, and only one of them came off, and we got 2 out of 4. When that draw happened, I'd actually already bought something with the money I assumed was going to come in.
The money that you didn't bet on, you didn't put on the bet?
No, I did. I bet on it, mate. Okay, sure. I bet on Damo's dollars every week. You need to know
yeah,
this.
Yeah, sorry, mate.
Come on, would you?
Okay.
But yeah, I was absolutely devastated, and I know there were some loyal Damo's dollars fans out there that were devastated with me. So we thought we were home after one leg. Turns out we weren't. So this time, we're going to nail it. So, first up. Your two favourite teams, Woodrow. Sorry, let me go straight into to do the little intro music. It is time for Damo's dollars.
Show me the money.
Alrighty, Damo's dollars. So, Woodrow, your two favourite teams, Arsenal versus Burnley.
Arsenal.
That's going to be the Saturday night game, which will be an absolute blockbuster, no doubt, between two very exciting teams. Arsenal to win at $1.60. Mm. The reverse fixture for this, actually, was pretty, pretty grim for Arsenal. It was an Aubameyang own goal that gave Burnley a 1-0 win at Arsenal. Probably the Gunners' lowest point this season. But to be fair to them, it hasn't probably been that good overall and hasn't got a lot better. But I think, given their win against Leicester last week, it was a performance that showed a lot more than we thought Arsenal were capable of. I think when Tielemans scored, we thought Arsenal, same old Arsenal.
Yep.
Fought back, did well, and that was with a few rested, including Aubameyang. So I expect him to play against Burnley, and I expect him and Arsenal to win at $1.60. So yeah,
okay.
I think it'll be tight, but Arsenal wins this.
Yep.
Next up, Southampton win versus Sheffield United. I was tempted to put this a draw, given given Southampton's poor form and Sheffield United's reasonable form. But the Saints have a great record against the Blades.
Mm-hmm.
Won their last three, scoring 7 and conceding just 2.
Wow.
And the other thing, how long has it been since Sheffield United won 2 games in a row? A very long time. So I just don't think they're going to be able to do it. I think Southampton know that if they win this game, they should be out of the relegation talk. They're on 30 points, just above Burnley.
Mate, you need the magical 40.
Yeah, well, that's a bit of a myth, actually. You know, the team hasn't been relegated with, like, 36 or something for, like, 15 years now. It's actually, like, 36 or 37 points.
Yeah, okay, yeah,
bit of a Premier League myth. Anyway, so, yeah, I think Southampton just need a win, they'll be fine. And they'll do it at $2.05.
Yep.
Third one, this is my small favourite. I have found the loophole, okay?
Oh, God.
Leicester win versus Brighton at $2.80.
Yeah.
The bookies have absolutely fallen for the trap here. $2.80 for the Foxes to beat Brighton. Yes, please. Reason I say this is that Leicester, who lost to Burnley, Burnley actually have a great record against the Foxes at Turf Moor. Yeah. Leicester have won just twice in their last six visits there in the Premier League.
Okay.
And so I think the bookies have fallen in and said, oh, Leicester, a few injuries, no good. Drew to Burnley. Let's pump the odds out to $2.80.
Yep.
And I want to be all over this. So I think the bookies and maybe some Premier League, you know, your average Premier League fans, yep, not the experts such as ourselves, have thought the Foxes are no good after one result. But they're back. Mm. They are certainly, certainly back. So, Leicester, $2.80, fantastic value. As I said earlier, Brighton have attempted 60 attempts on goal, scored just once. And only Man City have a higher expected amount of goals. But it doesn't matter because Leicester defence, despite Justin being out.
Oh.
Well, yeah. Well, no, Leicester are winning this, mate. Leicester are winning this. I'm telling you now, Leicester will win. And Foxes have never lost to Brighton in the Premier League era, so...
Wow!
Get it done.
That's big.
It is big. It is big. They haven't played that many games, to be fair.
So, could you go win or draw or just win?
I'd go win.
Okay.
$2.80. Let's chase the value. That's what we do. Speaking of value, West Brom versus Newcastle draw at $3.20.
That's flavour.
Low-key, this game could be pretty cooked. There's actually quite a bit on the line. Because of this, I expect both teams to be super, super tight. If West Brom lose, their season's all but over.
That's what you could say.
Yes,
the
I get that. I get that.
Both teams are super tight.
Anyway, oh, if West Brom lose, season's over. If Newcastle lose, they suddenly become probably a more likely chance to be relegated than, say, Fulham. So a loss here for either team would be an absolute disaster. It was a 2-1 win to Newcastle in the reverse fixture.
Yep.
But that was with a much stronger squad, and it took them until the 84th minute when Dwight Gale scored in that one. So I expect a draw here.
A tight draw?
Tight draw. 0-0 or 1-1, either or. So, yeah, that gives us odds of $29.38. Chuck $10 on it. You win $293.88. And I believe if this comes off, would be probably ahead by about $50 overall on Domo's dollars. We've probably done about 25 of these that have all failed. So we've got to hit one eventually. And so I'm very excited for it. And I think this one, although I'm not chasing, say, your $1.30s and stuff to play it safe, I can't win anything. So why not go big anyway? So then when we finally do win one, it's worthwhile.
Yep. Quick recap.
Yep.
All right, we've got an Arsenal win versus Burnley at $1.60. A Southampton win versus Sheffield United at $2.05. Leicester win versus Brighton, $2.80. West Brom versus Newcastle, draw at $3.20. Total odds, $29.38. As the big man said himself, chuck $10 on it, Damo, which we'll be doing each.
100%.
So that's probably $20 total. $10, you'll get $293.88 return. No guarantees, but we'll take it.
Lock it in. Done.
All right. Damo.
Yep.
I don't know if that's going to come off. We've wrapped up the segment, whatever. But I reckon now what we should do is maybe put in something like Woody's Winners, where I actually pick which bet's going to come off.
Woody's Winners. I'm annoyed that works well. I'm really annoyed that actually sounds good.
Yep.
I'll tell you what, next season, we're doing a few things differently. For example, I think we plan to take, I can't take FPL anymore seriously, but I know you were sort of planning on it next year. We could also do ongoing tipping competition between the two of us. Probably not, you know, 10 minutes worth of content for the podcast. Yeah, it's a bit much, but it's worthwhile to maybe do that between us and then have a little competition going and maybe involve the listeners and viewers as well. So that could be good.
Anyway, could be good.
It's a couple of months away yet, so I don't know why I'm mentioning it now, but anyway.
We're going to have a big break in between seasons now.
It'll be good and be good to refresh. Yeah. Mate, relax. We've still got like at least 10 episodes to go probably until the end of the season.
Week 26.
Oh, true. There's probably about four more.
We'll probably actually be doing like six more eps.
Okay.
Three guests, three more of us.
That sounds about right.
So we'll finish on a guest, one of us.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, no.
Because we started with one of us and we'll probably end with one of us as well. I think that'll work well. Good way to end the show?
No.
No?
Next episode, we've got another guest coming on.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting confirmation.
Waiting confirmation, okay.
Keep in mind, we've had Matt Preston on, we've had Mark Bosnich on, we've had Simon Hill. This may be...
Bigger?
Bigger than all of them. Not physically, but just maybe seriously, in terms of traction, social media,
stature,
exposure, this might be maybe the biggest of them all.
All right.
And people might freak out and go, how the hell did you get this person?
All right. Okay. I'm keen.
Might make
keen.
Some assumptions. You don't know who it is yet.
I don't. Because I'm, you know, we team up usually in trying to get these guests.
Yeah, but
occasionally we go off in our own way to, if we've got a, you know, a lead that we just
and
go
this
with.
This is definitely a lead that I sort of have to.
Yeah.
Beware.
All right.
Beware.
Woody, it's a good way to end the show.
Yep.
So basically, pump through the socials.
Yep.
Which is going to take a while.
Right. We can see if we can get it right this time.
Okay. If they want to hit us up on the socials, Woody, where can they find us?
Guys, you can find us on Insta at Premier League Nightclub. You can find us on TikTok at Premier League Nightclub. And Damon, where can you find us on Twitter and the rest?
You can find us on Twitter at PL Nightclub. Make sure to just search Premier League Nightclub on YouTube or anywhere you listen to your podcasts. We will be there. It'll be unbelievable if you could subscribe or follow on the socials and the podcast and YouTube. It helps us an absolute shitload.
That's all right, guys. Chuck us a like, chuck us a comment, and we got plenty of social media stuff coming your way. We have some exciting stuff in the works, Damo.
And also remember to comment below on the YouTube video or send us in on the socials your 5 words or less related to your team.
We'll check up on the story.
Absolutely. We'll be up on the story.
Yep. And
there'll be so many opportunities to send them in, it won't be fun.
We've got a lot of work for Chubbs to work on, our social media intern.
Absolutely. Shout out to Chubbs. Hopefully you're watching or listening, and get to work, son.
Thanks, Chubbs. Stay chubby. Alrighty, guys. That's going to bring it for a wrap this episode.
Stay chubby, you reckon?
Stay chubby. Thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you for watching. Thank you wherever you're catching us. And thank you for booking at the Premier League Nightclub. We'll catch you in 2 weeks.
Woo! Woo!